We are going to read from chapter 8, text number 1, chapter title, Attaining the Supreme. Arjuna Vacha, Kim Tad Brahma Kim Adhyatmam, Kim Karma Purushottama, Adi Bhutam Chakim Proktam, Adi Daivam Kim Uchyate. Translation. Arjuna inquired, O my Lord, O Supreme Person, what is Brahman? What is the Self? What are fruitive activities? What is this material manifestation? And what are the demigods? Please explain this to me. Purport. In this chapter, Lord Krishna answers different questions from Arjuna, beginning with, what is Brahman? The Lord also explains karma, fruitive activities, devotional service and yoga principles, and devotional service in its pure form. The Srimad Bhagavatam explains that the Supreme Absolute Truth is known as Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. In addition, the living entity, the individual soul, is also called Brahman. Arjuna also inquires about Atma, which refers to the body, soul and mind. According to the Vedic dictionary, Atma refers to the mind, soul, body and senses also. Arjuna has addressed the Supreme Lord as Purushottama, Supreme Person, which means that he was putting these questions not simply to a friend but to the Supreme Person, knowing him to be the supreme authority, able to give definitive answers. Chakshurum militam yena tasmai shri gurave namah shri chaitanya mano vishtam
stavitam yena vitale
swayam rupakada mahyam dadati swapadantikam bande ham shri gura shayuta prakamalam shri gurum vaishnavamscha shirupam sagrajatam sahagana ragunatam tam tam sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhan Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Bancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayvacha Atitanam Pavane Vyo Vaishnavya Vyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachanam Pangum Langayate Grim Yad Kripa Tamaham Bande Shri Gurum Dinata. So, Srila Prabhupada once said that if people read at least one line, if they read only one line from his book, their life is successful. Imagine if they read the whole book, or a few pages at least. So, why is it so important? Because the power, the spiritual potency in the Lord's words and His pure devotees' words are so powerful that if somebody come in touch with them, immediate transformation is there. We can see with our eyes how this is happening, because it's, you can't see with your eyes those things. This happened in a spiritual way. We don't know. So why I'm reading this verse particularly? Because in the Gita Mahatmya there is very nice story about the power of the transcendental knowledge, or even the words, two lines, how powerful they are to change somebody's life for good. So in the Gita Mahatmya it is explained in the glories of this 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Lord Shiva once told his wife, "My dear Parvati, now please listen to the glories of the 8th chapter of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. After listening to this, you will feel great joy." In the south is an important town of the name Amart Kapoor, in which one Brahmin of the name Baba Sharma lived, who had taken a prostitute as his wife. Baba Sharma enjoyed eating meat, drinking wine, stealing, going with others' wives and hunting. One day that sinful Baba Sharma was invited to a party where he drank so much alcohol that it started to come out of his mouth. After the party he became very sick and suffered from chronic dysentery. And after many days of suffering he died and attained the body of a date palm tree. He became a tree. One day, two Brahma Rakshasas, you know Brahma Rakshasa ghosts, came and took shelter under that tree. Their previous life story is as follows. So one story inside another story. There was a Brahmin by the name of Kushubal, who was very learned in the Vedas and had studied all branches of knowledge. His wife's name was Kumati, who was very evil-minded. Although that Brahmin was very learned, he was also very greedy. Along with his wife, he used to collect lots of charity every day, but he would never give charity to any other Brahmin. When their time came to die, they both attained the form of Brahma Rakshasas. As Brahma Rakshasas, they continuously wandered here and there over the earth, suffering from hunger and thirst. One day they rested under the date palm and under that date palm tree. At that time, the wife inquired from her husband, "How can we get free from this curse of being Brahma Rakshasas?" He replied, "By knowledge of Brahman, by knowledge of the self, by knowledge of fruitive activities. Without such knowledge, it is not possible to get free from our sinful reactions." Upon hearing this, the wife inquired, "O my Lord, what is Brahman? What is the self? What are fruitive activities? Kim tad brahma kim madhyatma kim karma purushottama." Completely by accident, the wife happened to chant half of the shloka, of the first shloka of the 8th chapter of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. At that time, having heard that half shloka, Baba Sharma broke free from that form as a tree. The other one, who was at palm tree, after hearing half shloka Bhagavad Gita, he was released from the body of the tree. And again attained the body of a Brahmin, completely free from all sin. Suddenly from the sky came a flower airplane, which took that husband and wife back home, back to Godhead, Vaikuntha. Afterwards, that Brahmin, Baba Sharma, with great respect, wrote down that half shloka, "Kim tad brahma, kim adhyatma, kim karma purushottama." And those words were spoken by Arjuna, not by Krishna, by Krishna's devotee. Arjuna spoke those words. See how much powerful the words of the devotee also is. And with the intention of worshipping Lord Krishna, he went to Kashipuri and started performing great austerities while continuously chanting that half shloka. Meanwhile, in Vaikuntha, Lakshmi, seeing that her husband, Lord Vishnu, had risen suddenly from taking rest, inquired with folded hands, "Why have you risen so suddenly from your sleep?" Lord Vishnu said, "My dear Lakshmi, in Kashipuri, on the bank of the river Ganges, my devotee is performing great austerities. By continuously chanting half a shloka of the 8th chapter of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, for a long time I have been thinking how to award him devotion, Parvati, or how to award his devotion. Parvati inquired from Lord Shiva, "When Lord Vishnu was so pleased with his devotee, what benediction did he bestow upon him?" Lord Shiva said, "Baba Sharma went to Vaikuntha to engage in the eternal service of the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. Not only that, but all of his ancestors also attained the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. My dear Parvati, I have described to you just a little of the glories of the 8th chapter of Srimad Bhagavad Gita." Wonderful, isn't it? Isn't it wonderful? So powerful, huh? Even if they read two lines by accident, they were in the body of Brahma Rakshasas, and by accident, she mentioned these two first lines, half a shloka of the 8th chapter. Kim tad Brahma, kim adhyatma, kim karma purushottam. And by doing that, they were freed from sinful body, Brahma Rakshasa, and went by to Vaikuntha. See how powerful the Shastra is. Very powerful. So whoever read the Shastra, learned and so much benefit, spiritual benefit we are getting. And if we give it to others, that's the greatest charity we can do. There is no better charity than this in this world. Why? Because people are suffering so much due to ignorance. They don't know what is the self, what is fruitive activity, who is the Supreme Lord Purushottama. They don't know. If they get this knowledge in Prabhupada's book, how much benefit they may get. We can see with our eyes how this happened. If even by accident this lady Rakshasi chanted half a shloka, she went back to Vaikuntha, was freed from this ghostly body. What to speak of somebody is reading every day, chanting every day, and trying, what to speak if one try out of kindness and compassion, try to give it to others to help them to get free from their suffering. How much the Lord is pleased by those activities. Imagine how much the Lord is desirous to give His mercy to such a person. So with that in mind, we should read Prabhupada's book with a humble attitude, that only by Krishna's mercy, Prabhupada's mercy, I am getting so much spiritual wisdom, so much spiritual benefit. And let me not be miser. Let me share it with others too. Whoever I can share this knowledge, I must try to pass it. Give a small book to anybody. That's not a big problem. Anybody can get a small book, give $1, $2. That's not a big problem. If they get bigger book, Bhagavad Gita, how much benefit they make from this. So we can't imagine the good fortune we have. And of course, we should be careful not to take it for granted, in the sense that one should be alert, always to be careful not to commit offenses, and not commit sinful activities, and always try to understand the purpose of human life, which is self-realization. Not sense gratification. the so-called modern civilization is based just on sense gratification. Everything is meant for the pleasure of the body, of the and even this Christmas season they use it for the same purpose. So that's unfortunate for them to waste so much time, you know, this human form of life and just the temporary pleasure of the senses, eating, sleeping, mating, defending, that's it, nothing more. Of course, these are need of the bodies, everybody has to, you know, survive somewhere, but human life is meant for something higher than just this. Sometimes people say, especially in India, no, I don't have time, you know, to read these books. I'm too busy maintaining body, soul together. But for what purpose? Maintaining the soul and body together. Must be some purpose. If one doesn't get the time to hear and chant, remember about Krishna, then what is the use of maintaining body and soul together if one is not inclined for a spiritual life? What is the body? What is the soul? The soul is eternal, the body is temporary. Then we should try to feed the soul with spiritual food, spiritual knowledge, devotion, bhakti. That's very powerful. So powerful that attracts even the Supreme Lord. And bhakti means loving service to please the Lord without any ulterior motive or the desire for material gain. So here Arjuna is asking the Lord, acknowledging, I'm not asking my friend, I'm asking Purushottama, the Supreme Person. So I'm surrendering to his instructions. I'm completely dependent on him to clear out all my doubts and be fixed in the transcendental knowledge and be active in devotional service. So with that in mind, Krishna is asking nice questions so he can fix his mind on absolute truth, and in this way can perform his duty to please Krishna faithfully, willingly and lovingly, which is the most important. So in this we should take advantage of this season of the year that people like try, you know, be charitable or try to be, you know, good to each other. If they can get the mercy of getting Prabhupada's book and read them, and you know how much spiritual benefit they will get. So if you have any comment or question, please.
You are saying that bhakti means to do service to God with love and no motivation.
No ulterior motives, yes.
You know, I have been coming here for the last now, you can 12 years, and I know four kinds of people come to God for their own requirements.
Yeah.
But you know, honestly, I'm still telling you that I still have some motivation in my mind. Oh.
Yeah, that's the beginning. Really? That's the beginning. Even Lord Krishna here in Bhagavad Gita explains that there are four types of people who come to me. Those who are in need, those who are in distress, those who are curious, or those who want to know the truth, seeking the truth. So, although may somebody approach Krishna because he's in need, he needs some money, he needs, you know, some help, or he's in distress, he needs some freedom from anxiety, you know, from pain or whatever. So he approached Krishna. Krishna said, these souls are very pious. because they are approaching me. Although they have some material desires, some material needs, but out of affection they come to the Lord to ask for some relief. No? So the Lord acknowledged them as great souls. But that's the beginning. But when somebody makes a further advancement in the spiritual life, he should overcome that beginning stage and come to the higher stage, that Krishna is giving me more than what I need without asking him. So what is the need to ask the Lord? He knows better than me what I need, so why should I ask him? I should ask him something higher. I should ask him love and devotion. That's higher. So that should be, you know, that goal should be our mind when we pray to Krishna. That. Yes.
When you know Krishna gives us everything. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that I feed every living being, even in the whole. You know, I feed it, you know, I know that. But, you know, human feelings are there, which goes, well, you know, when you pray to Krishna, sometimes you go, well, even the small problem of the day, and I go, you know, Krishna, help me with this problem, you know?
Yeah.
That feeling to ask always comes out. You know?
Because you're a pious man. You know? When feel some distress, one look for relief, and who else we are going to go for relief but Krishna?
Yeah.
That's natural. But actually we should ask ourselves why we have problems, why we are why? Because we have a material body. And why we have a material body? Because we wanted to separate ourselves from the Lord and try to enjoy our senses in this material world. So that is the main problem. So how we can actually free ourselves once and for all, for good, from this problem by becoming pure devotees of the Lord. See? So if you want actually our real interest in life and be free from not only daily to daily problems, but all problems forever.
Then I'll be dead, so I'm free from all problems, I'm dead.
No. You, I understand. Death is unavoidable. Everybody has to die. That's another problem. Death itself is a problem. We don't see it as a problem. We think, no, it's good to have problem because I feel alive. But the thing is, we have to solve our problems. Why we then approach Krishna to pray to help us? Because we want to solve our problems. But what are the main problems? Janma mrityu jara vyadi dukkha dosha nudarshana. Birth, death, old age, disease. These are the real problems. And how to solve these problems? Only by becoming Krishna conscious. Only by taking shelter at Krishna's lotus feet, we can solve those problems. Because the purpose of human life is not to take birth again in this material world, but to go back home, back to God. That is the purpose of human life. So by going back home, back to Godhead, we'll be in eternal life, full of bliss, full of knowledge. Problems also will be there, but the problems there will be blissful. Now I have to serve Krishna. How to find these ingredients, that ingredients to do it better? No? But there is everything is blissful. Every step is a dance. Every word is a song. The Brahma Samhita explains that. So we should be attracted by this wonderful information. We should develop the desire to go back to Krishna, to eternal life. This material life is not a real life. We are just passing through here. No? Any moment death may come, we have to give up everything. back balance, car, home, family, everything we have to leave. We can't take anything with us. So we should be prepared. We should prepare ourselves. We should develop a sense of a little detachment. That sooner or later I have to give it up. So better now I try to fix my mind on Krishna. And try to understand that I am His eternal servant. I am not this body. I am a spirit soul. What is my real interest in life? Is to surrender to Krishna. Accept His protection. Every day in this life will be problems, coming and going, all the time. Arjuna saw in front of him a big problem. Oh, I have to fight my own family members. A big problem. Isn't it a big problem? Imagine you have to... You have to kill your own cousins, you know, your own grandfather, your own teacher. That's a big problem.
These days, the cousins want to kill you anyway.
Yeah, anyway, of course, they wanted to kill him too. But he was such a great devotee, he said, I don't want a kingdom, you know, tinged with the blood of, you know, my relatives. I give up everything. I renounce everything. Huh? Well, he's a devotee, he's not attached to worldly kingdom. Yeah, and feel compassion. I don't want to hurt anybody, you know. Natural, devotee's heart, that is compassionate. So he was acting like a Vaishnava. But Krishna told him, that's alright, but I want you to go higher than that. And higher than that, it means you be violent, but for me, to please me. Because you're Kshatriya anyway.
Yeah.
That's your duty, to protect religious principles. Don't be sentimental. You don't act like a Brahmin. You are not a Brahmin. You're a Kshatriya. If you go from here, people not think, oh, he's so good person. No, they think he's corrupt. He's afraid. That's why he's leaving. So Krishna was encouraging him. Be Kshatriya, but do it for me. That's your nature anyway. You can't go against your nature. So in this life, every day is a struggle, you know, is a fight for survival. But we should not never forget Krishna. That Krishna is the only shelter. And by reading Bhagavad Gita, we attain so much transcendental knowledge, so much wisdom to overcome all the miseries of life. Isn't? Yes.
Yeah, in the purpose, it said, according to Vedic dictionary, Atma refers to the mind, soul, body and senses also.
Yes.
So is it also the same thing for the Paramatma? It doesn't mean the same for Paramatma also?
No. Actually, the word Atma can mean either the mind, either the body, or either the soul. Depends on the context in which is mentioned the word Atma. See? But generally speaking, Atma means the soul. But sometime in certain context, you know, where the word is used in the Sanskrit, you know, vocabulary, can mean also
the mind
or the body in different circumstances, you know. Because in Sanskrit, one word can mean more than one thing at the same time. Depend on which context is being said. That's what is the explanation given. Paramatma is always the same, super soul. Super soul in the heart of everything. Very good. Okay. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki Gaura Premanandi Sankirtan Yajna ki jai. Srila Prabhupada's book distribution ki jai. Hari Bol.
Ki jai.